In an effort to achieve a long and healthy life, it's essential that we be aware and recognize how harmful substances like tobacco, alcohol, and illicit drugs, for that matter, affect our overall well-being. For instance, during the pandemic, it was widely reported and acknowledged that alcohol consumption increased as a means of coping with stress for a lot of people. And this trend, regrettably, continues to hold true for certain populations. Welcome back to Clear Path, your roadmap for life. I'm your host, Al Waller, and today I'm joined by Mihaela Vince, public health expert for nonprofit Transamerica Institute. On this episode, we'll be focusing on the importance of avoiding harmful substances. But before we get started, just a reminder that we'd love to hear from you and learn what topics you'd like us to cover or provide us with feedback in general. So by all means, please drop us a note at info@transamericainstitute.org. Well, Mihaela, as always, nice to have you here and back with us.
It's great to be back, Al.
Now, at the risk of asking the obvious, why should individuals avoid harmful substances?
Understanding the risks and the effects of harmful substances is really key in making informed decisions about our health. You know, Al, whether it's tobacco, alcohol, or illicit drugs, these substances can really have serious and far-reaching effects on our health and our well-being. Our survey, for instance, found that only 42% of the general population is avoiding harmful substances on a consistent basis. By being aware of some of the risks involved, we can really actively minimize or avoid contact with harmful substances, thereby protecting our long-term health.
Yeah, and I get that protecting our long-term health is essential if we have really any realistic hopes of enjoying a quality life. To that point, would you mind outlining some of the health risks that are associated with harmful substances?
According to the National Institute on Drug Abuse, these substances can really mess with your whole body, Al, causing all sorts of health problems like chronic diseases, mental health issues, organ damage. They can also make you more prone to getting sick and getting into accidents, all of which can lead to a shorter lifespan.
Well, look, I think we can all agree substance abuse can and does have detrimental impacts on our health. So I guess my question to you is this. How does someone go about avoiding using harmful substances in the first place?
That's a great question. And from my research, I've come up with 5 helpful tips for folks to consider.
Well, that's great to hear. Now, what's your first tip for avoiding harmful substances?
My first tip has to do with education. Make sure that you educate yourself and learn about the harmful effects of various substances on your health. Take a look at public health warnings on labels of packaging too. For instance, and I'm sure as we all know, studies have found that tobacco can seriously harm your lungs and increase your chances for getting different diseases. In the U.S., more people are aware of these risks, and as a result, the percentage of adult smokers has dropped from 20.9% in 2005 to 11.5% in 2021, way down from 42% in the mid-1960s, according to the CDC.
You know, that's so incredible. And, you know, having been a smoker in a former life, I hate to admit it, I'd agree that's a remarkable decline in percentage of adult smokers. And I really guess it points up that the more you know about what you're putting in your body, the more likely you'll make an informed decision and hopefully sooner than later. And I think you could even say that about eating right and, you know, not eating too many processed and fried foods. Well, anyway, what's your next tip?
My next tip has to do with your support network. Don't underestimate the power of spending time with people who support a healthy and substance-free lifestyle, and distance yourself from environments where harmful substance use is common. And this recommendation is actually evidence-based, as numerous studies have shown that social environments play a critical role in influencing drug use behavior. Research has consistently demonstrated that individuals who have strong positive support networks, like family, friends, and community connections, are less likely to engage in drug use. Further, a study published in the journal Substance Use, Research and Treatment has also found that substance use disorder treatment providers should involve their clients' network in treatment approaches.
I think we can all agree spending time with people who are encouraging and personally lead a healthy substance-free lifestyle can be positive influences and ultimately have a huge impact. You know, I guess you would say think role models, if you will. And, you know, people I know who were, you know, went into AA, you know, had an expression saying, stick with the winners. Now, what's next?
If you've made the decision to abstain from certain substances, it's really important to recognize the warning signs of a potential relapse. According to Very Well Mind, these signs can include things like returning to addictive thinking patterns, engaging in self-defeating behaviors, seeking out environments that involve substances, becoming less rational as well as responsible, and perhaps finding yourself in situations where substance use feels like an escape from pain. By being aware of these types of warning signs, you can really prepare yourself for success.
Couldn't agree more. And, you know, relapse warning signs can be, you know, pretty subtle and, you know, a challenge to pick up. So it's really critical to be aware of them. So to that end, I appreciate you pointing them out. And, you know, here again, avoid those slippery situations. Now, what's your fourth tip?
My fourth tip is seeking help when needed. If you're struggling with substance use and you find yourself dealing with relapses, don't be afraid to reach out for professional help from like a counselor or a support group. Harvard Medical School also has a succinct article called 5 Action Steps for Quitting an Addiction that you might find beneficial. It includes steps like distracting yourself with alternative activities when urges arrive, reviewing past quitting attempts, and changing your environment to remove cues for the addictions. Just keep in mind that these strategies won't replace professional help.
No doubt about it. It's really crucial for anybody struggling with substance use to reach out for help. And I particularly appreciate the article you mentioned. I found that really insightful. And while quitting an addiction can be hard, following these actionable steps can make the process more manageable and hopefully achievable. Now, what's your final tip?
My final tip has to do with developing healthy coping strategies. Finding alternative ways to cope with stress, anxiety, and other challenges without relying on drugs, like exercise, hobbies, or talking to someone you trust. Exercise specifically can ease withdrawals, reduce cravings, and replace triggers.
I'm all in with you there and agree it's essential to find alternative ways to manage stress and anxiety without relying on drugs. Now, switching gears, just slightly, I think most folks realize that treating addiction comes at a price and may be costly. So then how can someone who's dealing with addiction go about paying for their treatment?
There are lots of ways to cover the cost of treatment, like using health insurance, Medicaid or Medicare, paying out of pocket, or using state-funded programs. Each option has its own requirements, so you may want to explore which option works best for your specific situation. Also, if you're employed, check to see if your employer offers an employee assistance program, which might include treatment for substance use. And just remember, Al, and I really want to make sure that our listeners leave with this point, is that seeking help is a courageous move, and there are so many resources out there to help you manage the financial side of getting the care that you need.
Well, you're preaching to the converted, and you know, in this day and age, we've really come a long way realizing that substance abuse is not simply a weakness, but it's a disease that, if treated, can be overcome versus, you know, suffering in silence or worse. I'd like to thank you for sharing these insights with us today, Mihaela, because I personally find it so encouraging to learn about the abundance of resources available to help folks steer clear of harmful substances. Now, where can our listeners go to learn even more?
Reliable sources, I'll include government health agencies, reputable medical organizations, and peer-reviewed research publications. Two institutions I'd like to highlight are the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, as well as the National Institute on Drug Abuse. They offer solid advice on the risks associated with different substances and can give you some good ideas on preventing to use them.
Well done, and thanks again, Mihaela. And to our listeners, if you have comments, feedback, or topic ideas, please reach out to info@transamericainstitute.org. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button so that you won't miss an episode of Clear Path, Your Roadmap for Life. Until our next episode, I'm Al Waller, encouraging everyone to stay safe, be well, and thanks for listening. Clear Path, Your Roadmap for Life is brought to you by Transamerica Institute, a nonprofit private foundation dedicated to identifying, researching, and educating the public about retirement security and the intersections of health and financial well-being. You can find our podcast on Transamerica Institute's newly redesigned website, transamericainstitute.org/podcast, on WYPR's website and mobile app, and wherever you get your podcasts. Clear Path, Your Roadmap for Life is produced by the Transamerica Institute with assistance from WYPR, Baltimore's NPR news station. The information provided here is for educational purposes only and should not be construed as insurance, securities, ERISA, tax, investment, legal, medical, or financial advice or guidance.